Don't squeeze into crowded subway cars. Avoid handshakes and hugs. Telecommute instead of going into the office. The advice is heightening anxiety.
You know, everybody I think is like a little bit more mindful if they sneeze or something to say like, oh, was that like anything? Or, you know, I think people are afraid to even sniffle.
Dr. David Rosmarin, founder and director of the Center for Anxiety in New York, says 1 in 5 Americans has full-blown anxiety disorder, and 1/4 of the cases are severe. This is the population that will worry the most about novel coronavirus.
My best advice from an anxiety perspective is actually that people should envision themselves getting the virus and think about what would your life be like? Would it be over? Like, literally? Probably not. Probably you would survive it. When we actually confront the fear in our mind, then we don't feel this need to think about it all the time in order to prepare ourselves because we're actually prepared.
Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.